Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia voters won't see libertarians on November ballots this year, gas prices are going up again, and doctors are trying to find a new way to curb peanut allergies.
Our hope is that that will be safe and well tolerated, and with repeated administration, lead to immune changes that could protect patients from accidental reactions to peanut.
Today is Monday, July 13th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. The teenager who pleaded not guilty to killing four people in the 2024 shooting at Appalachie High School is set to change his plea. A court document filed Friday shows a plea and sentencing hearing has been set for Colt Gray for July 24th. The document indicates the prosecution and defense have not made a deal, but will present their recommendations and let the judge decide. A bipartisan federal housing bill became law without President Trump's signature early Saturday. Georgia U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock championed the bill targeting corporate landlords. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more.
About one in four homes in the Atlanta metro area are owned by corporations. That's higher than anywhere else in the country. Under the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, corporate landlords cannot own more than 350 single-family homes. Senator Warnock says he negotiated this bill to support Georgia families looking to buy a home.
Let's be clear. If you're a single mom, if you're the married father of two trying to buy a home owning a small barbershop, you cannot compete with Wall Street. They will outbid you every time. And so this is about fairness.
Companies will not be forced to sell excess homes, but new violations will result in fines of at least $1 million per unit. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Libertarians will not appear on statewide ballots in this year's November elections. The Libertarian Party of Georgia said on Friday that they did not meet signature thresholds for ballot access this year. The announcement means Georgia voters will not have a third-party choice on the ballot in high-profile races for governor and U.S. Senate, although write-in votes are possible. But it also means those races are likely to be settled on election night instead of being forced into runoffs when Republicans and Democrats don't get more than 50% of the vote. A former executive at Atlanta's High Museum of Art has pleaded guilty to embezzlement. The U.S. Justice Department said today that former High Chief Operating Officer Brady Lum pleaded guilty to a single charge of felony theft. Prosecutors accused him of stealing more than $600,000 from the museum by doctoring invoices. A broken bolt on an underground fuel line caused the Memorial Day weekend jet fuel spill at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Newly released airport records estimate 9,000 to 13,000 gallons of jet fuel were released before crews found the source and shut off the line. It's the first public estimate of the spill. Records say the leak wasn't located until 2 days later when crews spotted fuel bubbling from the ground. Flint Riverkeeper Gordon Rogers told GPB last month this latest spill validates concerns he's had for months.
It reinforces my perception that there's a lot that they don't know about their own infrastructure and operations.
The records show cleanup continued for at least a month. Georgia's Environmental Protection Division says the incident is still under investigation. The airport has not responded to GPB's requests for comment. The May spill is the third petroleum contamination incident from the airport this year. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is leading the first clinical trial looking at a new way to prevent reactions in people with peanut allergies. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
The study is testing whether a microneedle stamp would be less painful than injection and more effective than a patch at improving immune response to peanut allergy in adults. Dr. Brian Vickery is the chief of allergy and immunology at Children's and principal investigator of the multi-site trial.
Our hope is that that will be safe and well-tolerated, and with repeated administration, lead to immune changes that could protect patients from accidental reactions to peanut.
If the trial is successful, they hope to replicate it in children. Vickery says 30,000 children in the metro Atlanta area live with peanut allergies. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
After several weeks of falling gas prices, Georgia drivers are seeing an increase at the pump. Auto Club AAA says the state average for a gallon of regular is $3.57, up 4 cents from a week ago. AAA attributes the recent rise to higher crude oil costs and strong summer travel demand. The Governor's Office of Highway Safety is participating in a speed enforcement and awareness campaign this week called Operation Southern Slowdown. State and local law enforcement officers in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, and Tennessee will be targeting speeding and aggressive driving on interstates and major highways. Last year during this week, more than 490 law enforcement agencies in the five states issued nearly 53,000 citations and warnings for speeding, as well as 1,400 DUI arrests. Georgia-born chicken chain Zaxby's is opening its first locations in New York City. The Atlanta-based company said today that a Bronx location opened softly in late June, and a Manhattan location will open later this summer. Founded in 1990 in Statesboro, the Fingers-focused chain now has more than 1,000 locations in 24 states. Jaden Adams, the South African soccer player who represented his country in the World Cup just weeks ago, has died. His death was confirmed by Gayton McKenzie, South Africa's Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture, in a statement on Sunday. In a statement on X, McKenzie posted, "It is with profound shock and a heavy heart that I have learned of the passing of Jaden Adams, midfielder for Mamelodi Sundowns and Bafana Bafana, at the age of 25. Adams helped South Africa reach the World Cup knockout stage for the first time. Further details about his death were not given." All right, that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. We have more on many of the stories that you hear on this podcast at our webpage, gpb.org/news. We encourage you to hit subscribe on this podcast. That helps you and helps us by keeping you current with us in your feed. If you have feedback for us, please send that our way. We welcome comments at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. I'll be back again with you tomorrow for another edition of Georgia Today.